Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nedarim Daf Ayin Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins, and please take note, at the top of Ayin Vav Omid Beis. Four lines from the top of Ayin Vav Omid Beis. In our previous shiur, the Daf Ayin Hey shiur, we spilled over on our Daf Yomi quota up till this point. So today's Daf Ayin Vav begins here. The Mishnah. Haforas Nedarim Kol Hayom. The annulment of vows that a husband issues with regard to his wife, he has all day to annul. In other words, on the day that he hears of her vow, he is expected to annul it if he wants. How much time does he have to do it? Kol Hayom, all day. Yesh B'Dover L'Hokel U'Lahachmir. With this time frame, you will find leniency and stringency and restriction. Leniency being you have a lot of time, and lahachmir restriction being limited time. Ketzat. Nodra belele Shabbos. If she vowed Friday night. Here we're using Shabbos as a frame of reference, but the same applies to any vow taken any day of the week. But for illustration purposes, we're using Shabbos as a frame of reference. She vows Friday night. How much time does the husband have to annul that vow? Yofer b'leile Shabbos uv'yoma Shabbos ad shetechshach. He's got all Friday night and all Saturday Shabbos daytime until nightfall at the end of Shabbos daytime. He has all that time to annul. Nodra im chashecha, if she vowed a moment before sundown, late Shabbos afternoon, mefer ashelo techshach. He's got just a few moments before darkness in order to annul the vow. Shim chashecha, once darkness falls, the lohafer, and he has it annulled, eino yochol lohafer. He can no longer annul. Before we continue in the Gemara, we glance at the side. We have a nosei, a topic heading, that reads, Machloikis Tanoim, we'll see a Tanaic controversy, Kamo Zman Yesh Labal Kidei Lohofir Neder Ishto Mi Shesh Shom O. How much time does a husband have to annul his wife's vow from the point that he hears it? One, Ad Chashecha, the opinion we saw in our Mishnah, until darkness. Number two, a new opinion, and that's Me'es Le'es, 24 hours. 24 hours from the point that he hears the vow. The Gemara. Tanya, Haforas Nedarim Kol Hayom. The first opinion is that a husband has Kol Hayom, the whole day in which to annul the vow. And when we speak about the day, like we saw before, the end of that time period is established by sundown. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. Here we have a pair of Rabbanan. These two rabbis, Amru, Me'es, Le'es, that a husband has 24 hours in which to annul the vow from the time that he hears of it. My time of the Tanakama, what's the reason or the basis, the scriptural basis for the first opinion? The till the end of the day. Omar Kro, B'yoim Shamo. The Pasuk makes reference to the annulment on the day that he hears it. So, by the end of the day, by sundown, he can no longer annul the vow. V'rabbonan, Maitamayu, what is the basis of the Rabbonan who says that a husband has 24 hours from hearing the wife's vow in order to annul it, if he should so desire? Dichtiv, the Pasuk says, Miyoim El Yom, from day till day, indicating from this time today, that he hears of the vow, till the same time tomorrow. Ulatanakama hoksiv miyom el yom. What does the Tanakama do with this particular source, which would have indicated 24 hours, and yet they say only until sundown? Itzrich, no, they say that this pasuk is needed, but for something else. Di biyom shamoi, had we been left with only the pasuk of yom shamo havamina, I would have had a totally different impression of what the law is. I would have thought biyomoma in v'leila lo, that annulment takes place only during daytime hours, not at night. In other words, yom shamo I would have taken to mean literally only by day, not at night. Ksiv, therefore, it says miyoim el yoim, that it's not literally to be understood that annulment takes place only by day, but rather you have potentially a full day in which to annul the vow. And hence, biyom shamo is not limited to only the daytime. Ulaman di omar miyoim el yoim, the rabbonon who say that he has 24 hours in which to annul the vow, hoksiv biyom shamo, does it not also say only until the end of the day, as biyom shamo might imply? So they respond, itzrich, no, I need biyom shamo for something else. Deiksiv miyoim el yoim, had I had just that pasuk, havamino, I would have thought, mechad b'shabo lechad b'shabo leferlo, that a husband has a full week in which to annul the vow. Namely, if he heard of the wife's vow on a Monday, he has until next Monday in which to annul the vow. Ksiv, therefore, the Torah says, biyom shamo. No, it's limited to one day, which the Rabbanan take to mean 24 hours. Omar Rav Shimon ben Pazir Rav Shua ben Levi, ein halacha ka'oisei hazug. Rav Shua ben Levi rules not like the pair of Rabbanan who had said that you have 24 hours. You don't have 24 hours. In other words, the husband would have only until sundown of the day that he heard of his wife's vow. Levi sovel mevad kahani tanoi. Levi thought to rule like those tanoim, giving a husband 24 hours under all circumstances. He gets 24 hours in which to annul the vow. Amale Rav. Rav says to Levi, Hochi Omar Habibi. Thusly says my uncle. And that's a reference to Rabbi Chia, who is Rav's uncle. Ein halacha ka'oisei hazug. The halacha does not follow that pair of Rabbanan that ruled 24 hours. Chia bar Rav, shodi gira ubodik. The Ran points out that this sentence of the Gemara is simply brought along like by the way. Here we're not talking about time frame of husbands in which to annul vows, but since we mentioned Rav, so here we have a description of the son of Rav that deals with Heter Nedarim, a topic that we've discussed extensively earlier in the Masechta. What is necessary in order for a Talmud Chacham, for a Torah sage, to annul a person's vow? Person, we call him a client, comes to a Chacham requesting vow nullification. Does the Chacham have to ask, let's say, incisive questions to establish whether or not the person would have initially made the vow? That's called Pesach. Or is it sufficient for the Chacham to simply ask, do you regret having made the vow? Do you, as you are right now, feel a sense of regret? That's called Charota. That doesn't require much analysis. That's a simple question that even if you're doing something else, as when the client comes to you, you could release him from the vow. So the Gemara describes Chiyuv Barav Shadi Gira Ubodik. Shadi Gira means he was shooting arrows, and Bodik literally means checked something out. That means that while he was shooting arrows, he would question a person who came to him for vow release. Do you regret? Bodik is then the question that he poses to the person. Do you regret having made the vow? And if the person would say, yes, I regret it, so the Chacham would say, so you are now released. What's the point here? That even though he is releasing a vow, it's sufficient for him simply to, even while preoccupied with something else, it's sufficient for the Chacham to pose that simple question and thereby releasing the vow. And as we mentioned before, this reflects an opinion that it's enough to release the vow through the charota method, through the expression of regret. Rabo bar Huna Yosef Vekoyim. The Ran explains this we look at the Ran at the bottom line. Yosef Vekoyim literally means he sat and stood up. Shlohoya medakdek bedovar. He wasn't analyzing carefully the questioner or the client that came for vow release. Elohim v'yoshev kamoshoya mizdamino. Whatever position he was, sometimes he would be standing when someone would come in, sometimes he'd be sitting. He wouldn't position himself in a formal, specific position in order to deal with the vow release. The Rashi at the bottom line says, Yosef v'koyim shloyo yoshev v'okom echad. He wasn't stationary in one spot. Elohim v'yoshev u'bodik lei. But he was moving around when someone would come in for vow release, and that would be enough. So this, according to this explanation, it would be then you have two illustrations of Rabbonim that would release a vow through the Harota approach as opposed to the Pesach approach. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.